Three Batesville men are being held in jail on parole violations while police piece together evidence that indicates the three may have been selling dope from a local motel room. Independence County deputies were called to the motel after a local bail bondsman spotted one of the three and knew he was wanted on felony warrants. That suspect is listed by authorities as 28-year-old Quincy J. Cook of West Batesville. Police found drug paraphernalia in the car Cook occupied, marijuana smoking devices, and weighing scales. When a motel room was searched, officers found meth baggies and approximately 1.5 pounds of marijuana in brick form. The other two being held on parole violations are 30-year-old Gene L. Barris, a resident of West Batesville, and 27-year-old Tim Van Nuen of East Batesville. Authorities say prosecutors are considering charges of possession of controlled substances, namely meth and marijuana, and possession of instruments of crime, namely 4 marijuana smoking devices and scales with which to weigh drugs. The case was worked by Independence County Sheriff's Office deputies, the county's drug unit, the 16th District Drug Task Force, and parole and probation officers. Arkansas's U.S. Senator Mark Pryor said today the U.S. Postal Service gets a failing grade for its lack of effort to keep communities informed about potential post office closures. The Postal Service currently has an operating deficit of over $8 billion and may be forced to close up to 2,000 post offices across the country. Some of the closures the service is looking at are in this area. They include post offices at Pineville and Wideman in Izard County, Jeep in Fulton County, and Ida in Cleburne County. Senator Pryor said, quote, "The Postal Service is not doing a good job of keeping communities involved." Dateline Little Rock, where Governor Mike Beebe has signed into law legislation requiring the state to set up a website to tracking spending by most agencies. Beebe today signed into law a bill to set up a so-called online checkbook to track expenditures by all state agencies, excluding state institutions of higher education. It would launch an online checkbook by July 2012 so the public could see how much state agencies spend. It would not apply to institutions of higher education because they're on a different accounting system. The measure was advocated by Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar, who was elected last year partly on the promise to set up the site. The bill was co-sponsored by Representative James McLean of Batesville, who will be our guest on the Official Word Public Affairs program. And that brings you right up to date.